It's time now for Fashionista Friday with Monica Bothan from Monica's Apparel and Accessories in Dawson, Minnesota.
And she definitely has a look this morning because she looks like Thelma and Louise. Monica Bothan in the studio for another Fashionista Friday.
Oh, she's got the look.
You do this morning.
Don't I?
Was that a Thelma and Louise look?
Yes, and it reminds me of my mom because she always wore silk scarves.
You got a big silk scarf on.
Yes.
And sunglasses. Is it too bright in the studio for you? Or dim the lights?
A little bright, but, you know, I can take the shades off. And
look, that's a good look on you, by the way.
Oh, whoa.
Now you're going to take the scarf off and make it into a neck.
Scarves are not out.
They're in.
Whew.
Okay, let's take a pill, and we're good. Hey, you took the headscarf off. Can you make that into a around your neck? Can you do that around your neck?
Yes, I want to tell you the story. See, Paul Ramel, you are so awesome. You know why?
I'm a fashionista.
Yes, you are. More so than me.
No, I don't think so.
We could spend 10 minutes arguing, or we could talk about scarves. So the infinity scarf, which means a circle. So, do you see this scarf is not an infinity scarf?
That's a big scarf.
Okay. Yes, but it's not infinity.
What kind of material is that?
It's silky.
Silky?
But guess what I did? I monoconized scarves in my store that day.
Okay.
And made it to, what is this, Paul Ramo? What is this called? A complete circle.
Infinity.
Yes.
A complete circle is called infinity.
Yeah. So now you could do it like this. You could put it like this. There are scarf lovers out there.
That looks really nice.
Okay. And it gives you color. So scarves are not out. And I made this an infinity. So you could do like this. Or you could do like that. And it was so funny because when I did that, these ladies are like, well, couldn't I turn my scarves into infinity? I said, you sure can.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it looks awesome. You turn that from a scarf to an infinity.
Yes.
I learned something new today.
And if you're entertaining and you need a center runner for your table, you can take off your scarf.
And make it as a centerpiece?
Yes.
Get out.
Oh, my gosh.
No way. Really? People do that? Wow. Well, look at that.
Perfect on the table.
Now that you open the scarf up, that's huge. What size is that?
It's a square scarf. But you can do so many things with a scarf. Yeah. And you know what? I have to show you off my sweater, Paul Ramo.
Oh, wine.
What's Monica wearing?
Wine weather.
Yes. People are saying, you got away from what you're wearing. And I'm like, okay. Not everybody can watch
us. Part of the show.
Yes.
Part of the show. What's Monica wearing?
I'm slacking. We get so caught up in just visiting. So I'm wearing wine weather. And, you know, just because... I'm taking off my stretch. It's called Wild Plum. That's for the jacket.
Jacket.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And why do I like this jacket? Because it's got stretch.
Oh, yeah. Look at that. Stretch.
Yep. And so that makes it comfy. And cute.
Thank you.
And cozy.
Cozy.
Yes.
Comfy, coat, and cute.
So I was just talking to my sister earlier, Barbie doll. I call her Barbie doll. And she just loves these sweaters. And she said she puts a cream color underneath, and then the cream color sticks out. Oh, see, that's wonderful to layer, but I'm a hot box. So I couldn't do that. But I love the sweater because I'm focusing on what my mama would say, you've got to dress for the weather.
Yep.
And I don't care what anybody says, we keep our sweaters out when we're in Minnesota.
You do.
You have to.
Yeah, you have to.
Wear sweater weather.
Is that the same color as your coat?
Yep, and they call this Cabernet.
Cabernet. Oh, that color is Cabernet. And the coat is what again?
Wild Plum.
Wild Plum. They kind of match.
They do.
And for your listeners on the radio, it says wine weather on her sweater.
Yeah, and do I drink wine? No.
Oh.
But it's wine weather. It doesn't mean that you have to, you know, drink it. So, you know, I feel like anything you can wear sometimes that's fun, festive, and a conversation piece, and it makes somebody smile, isn't that worth everything?
Oh, that's worth everything right there. Every penny. That's
yes.
right. Yep.
So we got to keep moving, Monica. You can't keep talking about your wine weather sweater, but
we got to remember that. What's Monica wearing? A little segment we do.
Yes.
Okay. What else you got here? You brought a lot of stuff in the studio.
I did, and I brought some stuff for you and package out of that bag over there.
Oh, wow.
But I want to focus on what to wear now in April, because there's so many people. Yes, I encourage people, and I talk about black and white all the time, but everyone knows you can wear black and white all year round, correct?
Right.
But I thought I'd change it up today and dress cozy for the weather. Silky top just didn't seem like the right kind to
right.
wear today.
Yep. Yeah, in April it could be 70 degrees, it could be 20 degrees.
Yes, and March, my mama would always call it March Madness. And I said, Mama, that's what they call it because of all the sports. She goes, well, that makes sense, but also it's the weather is mad.
That's true.
Because you don't know if one day it's going to be 45, 50, or the next day it's 32. But it's got a warmth to the air. Do you notice that?
Yep.
The warmth is coming?
Very foggy out, like you said, coming over to
very
Madison.
Foggy.
Yep.
But this,
what do we got here? What are you holding?
Okay. This is one of my favorite sweaters because it's a knit. And it's my two favorite colors. Why? Caramel and black. Or if you want to be really, really good at saying names, you could say cappuccino and black.
Cappuccino and black. Okay. Nice color scheme.
Oh, it's so cute. So, and if you're more petite and the sleeves are a little long.
Almost looks like a cow print, but it's not.
No.
No.
But you can cuff it.
Oh, you're cuffing the sleeves. You do that a lot on jeans, too, don't you?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Cute.
So we can dress this up, or let's say this lady says, oh, Monica, I'm going on a trip and I want to be comfortable. Well, here is a jogger from Tribal, thin knit. How fun would that be together?
Oh, that'd be very comfy.
Comfy.
Cozy.
Cozy.
And cute.
Yes!
Okay.
And guess what?
So comfy, cozy, and cute.
I didn't go to Vegas Market, but I was on their site where I can go look at all the designs and things. And it's so funny because guess what the hottest color right now is?
What?
This.
I can't guess. Oh, that
cappuccino.
Cappuccino brown light.
And I have this color in the gauze shirts. It's more like a butterscotchy color.
Okay.
I have that in the gauze shirts. So
that's the hottest color.
Oh, it's the hottest color right now. So just because spring is coming, it's not always bright colors, but it is. It's just right now I'm trying to show off kind of like what we can wear now. Because most women, when they buy something, they want to wear it now.
Right.
So here we got the cappuccino pants.
Oh, yeah, look at
so
that.
So what other sweater could be worn with that?
The cappuccino sweater.
Yeah, that I just showed you.
Black
yeah,
and
these are so darn cute. They're a skinny ankle. And guess what? Skinny is not out. Leggings are not out. It's just they show wider legs. They show straight leg. They show all different fits. They're not out, but they're maybe not promoted as much. But women around this area, we still like our skinny leg, our straight leg, because it's flattering on our figure.
Oh, right. I agree.
Right?
I agree.
Yeah. But there's some people that can really pull off the palazzo and all that, and that's fine.
What's a palazzo?
Wide leg.
Oh, the wide leg.
Like we're talking.
Oh, from the waist down, wide leg.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. Okay. I've seen some of them.
Yeah.
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 That looks all right.
You know what? It's different.
Different.
Different likes for different types. And I do have a couple of palazzo jeans left in my store also available. But this is a reversible vest. Now, how cozy does that look? Reversible vest with this. My favorite colors.
All right.
Cappuccino, black, and oatmeal color. Now, are we seeing paper dolls here? Because
are we what?
Seeing paper dolls? Are you seeing that this whole lady could be buying all these things and mix and match them together?
Yeah, I played paper dolls. You're taking the dresses off and putting the other on. There you go. Okay. I shouldn't have admitted I played paper dolls.
It's okay. Everybody does. So, Paul Ramel, guess what? You're normal.
I am?
You're officially normal.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. We only got about 5 minutes. Okay. We got a bunch of clothes to go through here.
So this cozy vest, I can't even believe that will stay around in my store today. I think it's going to go to someone.
Fly it out the door.
It's one size fits all, but I think it's like maybe like an 8-10 or maybe even a 12 could wear it. It depends on how much yay you got up here. But this vest, I would.
It's like a wool.
It's soft. Feel it. Oh, it's cozy.
Oh, wow.
Roxy Ramo would love this vest. Yeah. And look at this top. It's the higher neck top, like on the news stations. This is the neck they wear. And these will go quick. I reordered those in a large and extra large. It's really cute with olive. This is salmon.
Oh, that's a different kind of style shirt.
Scuba knit. Feel it.
Oh, yeah.
See?
Yeah.
Yep, that's awesome. And guess what we're going to pair that with today?
Leopard, jeans. The rip and repair jeans.
Yep. Okay. Aren't they cute? That's fun. Festive.
It's got some big buttons that shirt does on the side.
Yes. I'm glad you noticed the buttons. And they're cute. It's just a cute top.
All right.
And I have more scuba knits in bright colors for trips. Have to show you my newest straight jean in the Sophia Tribal. It's comfy. It's cute. How fun is that?
Jeans are cozy, too, right?
Yeah. Okay. Cozy, cute, and comfy.
There you go.
And this will look great with a cappuccino and black sweater also. See how you can buy all of this?
At Monica's.
Yeah. And I found this. It was in one of my Fashion Easter Friday bag with some sandals, and I thought, oh, my God, whoever wants to come and get this today, you better hurry. I only have one medium left, and it is cuter than cute.
A leopard skin or leopard
print? Yeah, animal print.
Animal print.
Isn't it cute?
That's
one
a small
medium.
Animal print.
Oh, and it's so cute. And it'd be cute with denim, be cute with black, be cute with that little yoga pant.
Yep.
Uh-oh. And women always come in for spring jackets. I got more of the cream and navy in this one. And it's lightweight. Feel that.
Oh, very light. There's no weight to it at
no.
all.
No. We don't need extra weight, Paul.
That's why I like the new clothes. There's no weight to them.
And this sweater is the cottony. Oh, I just can't say enough about this because stripes and the embellishment here are so cute. I reordered this. So I think I have
nice
large
sweater.
And extra large. I just love this sweater because it's so cute with navy.
All right, one more thing. We're running out of time.
Paul Ramo, I reordered this one as a hot pick.
The hot pick. What is that?
It is a three-quarter length, fine-knit sweater. Actually, this is a medium. I think they run a little smaller. This would be cute under a lime green linen jacket, an olive one. And I reordered larger sizes, too, because it went quick.
All right.
Ramo, one more picture.
Come on. We're running out of time, Monica. Okay, smile. Here we go. There we go.
Okay.
Where are you located and when you open?
Oh, we forgot the bag. I had a short-sleeved white denim jacket in there and some blingy shoes. Well, I guess I have to stay within regulation.
Yep.
Wednesday through Friday, 10 to 6. Saturday, 10 to 5. Or by appointment. Like me on Facebook. Come on in. Have a dark chocolate sea salt caramel. And let's talk fashion.
That's right. And Easter's coming up, ladies. You'll need an outfit from Monica.
Yes. And you know what? We can Monica-ize what you have to just bring it up.
And come on in today and see what Monica can do with scarves.
Oh, my God. Scarves are a girl's best friend.
All right. Thanks for coming over today, Monica.
Bye.
Fashion Easter Friday with Monica Bothan.